The Maroon and White Pod, brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates and any other information, head to citylink.ie.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Maroon and White. And how are you, my friend?
I'm great. Weather is like really enticing me to get out there. And
oh, I'm sure it is. Look at last week, we were talking with Siobhan, and we were talking about athletic development. And this week, we're extremely, privileged.
Oh, so happy now.
Very excited.
This is my favourite idols. Yes,
yeah, sure. Our idols. To have the Downey twins, Angela and Anne, join us.
We must find out, actually, who's the oldest twin.
Who's the oldest
and
twin?
And do they ever fight about that? Oh, we'll have to, yeah.
I'm sure so. And look at these two women here, I suppose, the stalwarts of camogie, especially, well, I suppose, camogie in Ireland, and let alone Kilkenny, and have so many accolades and all-star, to their name.
If there were all-stars,
no one else would have got a look in.
But you know what? The Downey sisters, they're just known. Anyone that doesn't know anything about hurling or anything about camogie
knows
the Downey sisters. Yeah, and absolutely. They've given so much to camogie. Like, they've 22 county finals with their clubs. And they have 12 All-Irelands each, obviously.
Yeah.
Six All-Irelands, seven clubs, I think. One of the girls has seven with their club, and like St. Paul's and Listowney. And accolades to beat the band. It's just.
And no doubt that their hands are dabbled in other little.
Yeah, I'm dying to find out now with the differences of them playing as players and playing as managers and winning as players and winning as managers. But just so delighted to have them on. They're just pure idols.
Absolutely. Yeah. And again, like what we do with the Maroon and Pod Air every week is talk all things camogie and
promotion.
Have better women.
Well, if the Downey sisters can't help us promote camogie, nobody can.
So will we go straight to them? Good evening, ladies. How are you?
How are we, girls?
Well, very well. From greetings from a wet Kilkenny. I hope it's fine wherever you are.
Well, I'll tell you, here in Galway, in the heart of it, it's exactly the same as it is in Kilkenny. Dirty, wet, windy,
dreary.
Typical training night back in the early days.
For sure. Yeah. Great to join you.
Oh, thanks a million to have you on. It's just we're actually thrilled and delighted that both of you came on tonight together. So a million thanks for coming on. We've followed you and looked at you for years and looked
and
up to you.
Against you and fear of God.
Give out about us.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I'll never forget. I think it was a 95 league or something, and I had just come off the junior team in Galway, and management at the time, Tony Ward, said, "Harky, you're marking now, you're marking Anne Downey today." Well, I'll tell you something. But he told me as I was getting on the bus, So I spent the whole journey going from Galway to Nolan Park. Anne probably doesn't even remember this because she just racked up and did her thing and the legs shaking me. But we played, I think it was 95 a league in Nolan Park, and you bet it's that day about 3 or 4 pints. But I remember getting one ball off you. Now, the one ball that came to me and I was like, I tore up the field and I said, Jesus Christ, she's coming after me. But I couldn't see you anywhere, Ed. So I kept going. And I was so overwhelmed and, just so delighted to have played in the same. And then Pierce's in 97, he came down to us in Ballymac. Mm. And we were lucky that day. Only for we had someone that was marking Angela and minded her as best we could, you would have stolen as well.
So that's ladies, Ballymac Ward you're talking
that's
about.
That's Ballymac, yeah. We call it Ballymac Ward. Yeah. You probably
don't
remember
remind
that.
Us. Don't huh? remind us.
I won't remind you what I did. But listen, talk to us.
Yeah, just the one question, I suppose, to get you started. Shim, you're dead. Like I was reading stories and all the different things. I read a story that he used to collect you from school. Bring you down in a makeshift field for training, have you back up in school, and was it soup and sandwiches, fed you with soup and sandwiches, back up to school before your mother even knew you were missing for training, because were you in a boarding school, was it?
We were, yeah, we went to Cali.
Tell us about that.
Oh, sure, listen, they were great days. Daddy was head, neck and heels into it, and as you said, he used to come down and collect us, and we'd go on off to training up in Dunmore, which was the home of Anne Carroll at the time.
Okay.
Her father, Bill, would have been involved.
Yes. Oh, yes, yeah.
Is that the Bill O'Carroll Cup then?
That's exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah. And we had, there was a pitch at the back of it. There was a goal post. There was nets. He had the whole thing. there, and that's where we used to train. And when we had the training session over, we had our soup and sandwiches and
back to school.
Bring us back down to Callan and home to my mother, Lord of Mercy, on what story he told, where he was, what he was doing, and no more than I do.
That is brilliant, because it kind of reminded me of, I don't know if you've seen the Netflix series on the Williams sisters, and it kind of reminded me of that, that obviously your father had a massive influence on you. I mean, he was a Kilkenny hurler himself. And is that where you kind of developed or fostered your love for the GAA, or what, like, was it just bred into you from the minute you kind of arrived?
It was probably the fact that, you know, we were from a small village, and sure, what could you do then? There was only two things. It was either hurling or running, and that we did both. Yeah. We used to have our neighbour here annoyed. We'd be watching out from come from work. We'd be left in the backyard, like my mother, Lord of Mercy, put you out, and we don't want to see you. I don't want to see you now till lunchtime. Yeah. And lunchtime for us was 12 o'clock. And we'd be watching out for Tommy Roberts to come home from work, and we'd run down the street, knock at the door, was he coming out? And all it was is he was at one end of the road and we were at the other, just belting the ball up and down the road. And sure, that's what all the neighbours did, into the backyard here, into the field. Or our younger sister Maria used to say we put her in the goal, which was the gate, and we were flying balls or left, right and centre. She says she's still haunted to this day about
Well, I can imagine. All right. Yeah. And you know, we used to do that as well.
It was innocent times, but so effective.
We had nothing else for doing, as you said. It was one or the other, and you just went out. And I sure I remembered well, my own mother and father said, don't want to see you till the evening time. Don't get into trouble. Don't get lost. And come home whenever you're hungry. And like that, belting up and down the road, hoping a car wouldn't pass because you'd have to get in off the road to get back out again. And, you know, a lot has changed, but nothing has changed either. And I suppose that's where we all learned the basics, and it's dead to us.
And sure, we have a stream actually beside, we have a stream beside the house, and it was many a day that the ball didn't meet the target and went in, so you had to jump the wall, try and get it. If you didn't get it one side of the road, you had to go across to the other side and jump in and try and retrieve the ball.
Oh, stuff. Oh
my God. That was a regular occurrence.
But
we wouldn't have had it any other way.
That's exactly it. And you'd be always encouraging the young girls today, get as many touches on the ball. But if they were all doing what we did in the day, wouldn't...
Exactly.
Too
many. There's too many distractions now. And I think we spoke last week about athletic development and how, like, there's one in five kids we were saying can't run properly in national school. Like, because we've mollycoddled them too much. They're not allowed to play anymore. You know, you can't go up on a wall, you'll fall, you know. Yeah. Like, don't go on the grass, you'll dirty your pants. Like, we're not allowed to play freely now. And I suppose years ago, we were let run wild, you know, go into the woods, or you're jumping and climbing trees and whatnot. And all that has kind of gone now. So, like, athletic development now is completely different. It's very fancy. But do you think, has the game itself, has it... Obviously, it has evolved a little bit, but it's still the same skills and at speed. Do you know, what would you say?
Well, it certainly has evolved, but what I would see is that they're not spending enough time probably on the skills. It's all about, you know, running, and it's all about weights, and it's all about, some of them, you know, are not able to strike off of both sides. Yeah. You know, they need to strike right or left. They're not striking off of both sides. It's the same with... There's no such thing as pulling on the ball on the ground now. You know, everything has to go to hand.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, while all the fitness is brilliant and all the different techniques and all everything that's available to be fit, you know, the skills of the game at times, you know, I think are being left behind, to be quite honest. That's what I feel about it, you know.
Yeah, because even like you said there, the ground strike, everything now is from the hand, but they all can't strike out of their hand from both sides, like you said. And they were trying to take the rule out. I know it's in anyway for the third level colleges. There was a rule in, if it was in your own 45, a sideline could be taken out of your hand.
Oh, you know? Sure. Look, yeah. Do you know? No. That really did my head in because
it did ours as well.
Yeah. The referee has so much now to watch, you know, and to know whether they're inside or outside the 45. And then you could take a quick puck out, but you couldn't take a quick sideline, you know. And I just said to the girls in Carlow, do what we always did, you know, just play to the old rules, because they were driving themselves silly, and so was I. trying to implement the rules, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. It's a simple game, you know, and it's not, the basics are right. Like,
and it's not particularly improving the game. Like, the game is fast enough without taking it out of your hand. Like, take a sideline cut, that's a skill in itself. Like, it is, we're indeed. Losing.
Yeah,
we're losing our skills, like, aren't
we? Yeah, and there are a few, they're basic, you know, as I always said to him, even Connor, when he was going out of here, said, Connor, keep it simple. Just do the simple things well.
Yeah.
You know, and you won't go too far astray. Keep your eye on the ball. And as you say, they're all mad to hit it out of their hand, but some of them are not even able to lift the bloody thing.
That's it. That's true, isn't it? And they want shorter hurls and lighter hurls and bamboo hurls. They want all types of hurls. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, girls, what size hurl would you have used? Would you have used a bigger hurl now? We'd say when you were 6'7", if you can remember, because probably, I remember using bigger hurls.
It was a 36.
Yeah.
Yeah, so your hip bone was the usual. Now, I usually got the grip. Mick Nary, Lord of Mercy, used to make a lovely hurl. And if I broke a hurl, now, fortunately, I didn't break too many of them, but if I did, I'd get him to splice it for me. And
that's because you were gone too fast, you see. You were gone too fast. Well, you didn't have to give me a catch.
It was probably Anne. Anne was the one that broke the hurls, Angela.
Yeah, I was breaking the hurls. Yeah.
Yeah. You just not a bad reputation, you know. And she's the best in the world. I don't know where this reputation came out of, really. Because, you know, she's all right now.
They got it all wrong, Angela.
They got it wrong.
Well, Anne was always one. She enjoyed chatting with the refs.
And I tell you, Manny's the day to my cost. They mixed us up.
Oh, yeah.
We won't go there. I might be in trouble with our caller.
Did you ever give each other's name? We'll say if you were pulled, Angela, would you ever have given Anne's name or vice versa? Depending on that.
Something. I don't believe I was ever asked for my name.
Oh, good really? Woman. They already knew it anyhow.
She did,
I don't believe I was. Even we won't go there about my 6 months suspension.
Oh, we won't go there. We said we wouldn't mention it.
Being on now the sideline, being on the sideline above in Glenamaddy, up on the hill, looking in over the wire.
Crazy! You were even put outside. You weren't even allowed in the pitch, were you, Angela?
No, I wasn't.
No, you're not allowed inside the pitch or nothing.
Jesus!
I mean, that was
6 months.
A week before. An All Ireland, a club All Ireland.
What? Go back and I'll correct you, Angela.
Yeah.
Now we have a story.
Facts or facts? We were to play the game on Sunday.
Yeah.
And on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, we got word that the game was off. Okay. Now that was the next day. We had a bus booked. We were heading to Glenamaddy. Glenamaddy at the time would give us a meal. That was the. You know, if you remember,
common courtesy,
that was the way it was. If a team came down to us, we fed them. If we went up, and they had a big spread ready for us, and they were told,
it was an All Ireland.
The match,
in All Ireland,
in a club All Ireland to be played tomorrow.
Imagine.
And Angela had at that time she was coming down from the graveyard, and Daddy called her into the shop, and he said the match is off tomorrow, and Angela said, "Who's dead?" No one did. He said, "You have to go to a meeting in Dublin next weekend." And up to the meeting she went, and herself, and he said, "Patsy Canary, Angela, was it? What was Patsy's?"
No, Kelly was her name. Breda Kelly.
Who?
Okay. Breda Kelly was her name.
Are you sure?
I am.
She would never forget it.
She might not.
Okay, so the two of them were suspended for 6 months.
Right.
No name taken, no one sent off. Now, as I had said before, the semi-final was fairly tasty. It was played inside in James Stevens' pitch. It was fairly tight pitch. And it was hell for leather. It was a club All-Ireland. Yeah, you know, Pat Maloney was playing, you know, great Pat Maloney from Kinnock.
Yes,
Probably Marion Sweeney would have been on the team, and Pat Maloney's husband was the trainer.
Okay.
And we won, I think, by a point or two. And as I said, the match was called off. Angela was suspended, and we didn't play it until the 8th or the 10th of December that year. We had to go on to Glenamaddy.
That's right, yeah.
And play the match, and Angela's standing outside.
It's a shocking
and
time.
All the years, I have said, all the years we've been involved in Camogie, and it's the one thing that I'll always hold against the association.
Yeah.
It's the one thing, you know, why they did it. Why they felt they had to make an example of the two girls when, you know.
And no cards were given or no one was sent off?
No. I wasn't even asked my name. And I had said to the umpire, I distinctly remember, now my memory's not great at times, but I distinctly remember saying to the umpire, are you watching what's going on here? Because, you know, there was a lot
of trying to protect players. Yeah.
And Dragon and all the rest. And anyway, between one thing and another.
It happened.
Meal was on. We got the meal and scored the goal to win. And we were having the meal inside. I was inside. And Carmel Savage, Carmel Doyle, was her maiden name, went up to get the medal. And she came down and she says, there you are, Nan. There's her medal.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's guess with everything that you've achieved, it's like the one All Ireland you lose and you might win 10. That should be the one you'll always remember.
Yeah.
But that'd leave a kind of a bitter taste in your mouth. But sometimes when you're talking about a name like that,
it was just wrong. It was wrong, on every level, you know. And you know, to decide who decided. You know,
who were the powers that be at the time, like, that actually decided that? I mean, that's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Like, to do you out of an All-Ireland final, you know?
Especially that was in the back of my mind. That was in the back of my mind all the time when it came to the team of the century.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
the millennium or whatever it was called.
Yes.
I felt at that stage, you know, if they were doing it, they had a right to do it right. I got a phone call. This is your letter. You've been nominated for whatever.
Yeah.
And keep it quiet and all the rest. Mm-hmm. And I met Bridie McGarry down in Dunn's, and she asked me, did I get a letter? And I said, I did. So she was asking one as well. And of course, I was asking Nan, did you get any letter? Did you get any phone call or whatever? And she said, no. So I said, I knew it was the 27th of February up in the City West was the function. And I was kind of so looking forward. It was a big thing.
I remember
that.
I had the BNI Player of the Year, and that was the biggest kind of accolade that you could get at the time.
Yeah.
And I made up my mind at that stage that if Anne didn't get a nomination,
you weren't going.
I wasn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I had, coming up to the week, I had phone call after phone call after phone call after phone call. And this is whatever. This is the scenario. And I said, well, could you not do what everybody else does? This, like the hurlers, there's three nominations and you pick one. You bring them all, you pick the one, and that's what happens on the night.
Well,
So I kind of said to myself, as my father again, Lord of Mercy, used to say, what goes around comes around. So I said, I have one little bit of clout here now, and I'm going to use it. Now, lots of people would have said I was wrong not to go.
You didn't have anything to prove.
Which is a great honour, but I just kind of said, well, and to this day, I still don't know as who was responsible for that 6 months.
Yeah.
Suspension.
And you'll never know.
I got more publicity. I remember going down to Waterford, to RT Studios in Waterford, to speak about it. And it got nothing, only bad publicity.
Bad publicity, that's the way, that's what they do.
But you
were, we admire you for doing that, because you stood up for what you believed was right and not just going with it for the sake of going.
Well, you see, lots of people said it was because Anne didn't make the team. That wasn't my point.
No, you were trying to make a point.
No, I was well, X was better than Y, or, you know, and whoever, you know. Principle of the thing was you have been nominated for, and she didn't even get a nomination. Now Anne would have played at that stage. She would have played international squash. She was playing hockey. Yeah. You know,
there was no reason.
She had everything I had.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't even get a nomination with 12 All Irelands,
exactly.
My case.
Yeah. You're so right. You're
as
so
you
right.
said, do it right or don't do it at all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I was dying to hear the story, but we didn't want to ask you, but now that you brought it up,
we're so glad you brought it up, because again, when you talk about promotion, when Camogie gets negative promotion or negativity, you know, it's not good either. Like, you know, your role models, you were, I suppose,
the best in the business. Like, do you know what I mean? You couldn't have got better than you. So I don't know why she didn't get the accolades.
I have my own suspicions as to who was.
And that's fine. And that's understandable.
I hold me.
It isn't me anyway. It's not me.
It's certainly not me anyhow. But listen,
we blame Sharon Glynn.
It's so funny. I was myself and Aoife are actually in with Sharon with the county under 16s, and we were actually talking about you during the week. We hadn't even mentioned that we were bringing you on. So Sharon would be delighted because she's actually coming on joining us next week. Obviously involved with the county.
Great character.
Absolute great character and yes. Crazy yet serious yet so professional like yourselves was a wonderful player in her day as well.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Before we'll say move on maybe 20 or 30 years later, back in the day when you were winning All-Ireland, who were the main contenders? Who were the big, I suppose, the big names in Camogie? Looking at all that you've won here from our little profile we've done, a lot of it seems to be wins against Cork, wins against Dublin. Mm. Well, Cork would have been the kingpins at the time.
Cork and Dublin, really, and sure, the latter than Wexford.
Wexford, the last one
in 94 that we won, we beat Wexford, and Reddy would have been the captain. But other than that, it was Cork. You know, a lot of the teams were Cork, and great players like, you know, sure, Sandy and
Linda Mellerick.
Linda Mellerick.
Kathy Landers,
Mary Ring.
John Lees,
that's right. Kathleen Costine and goals, Lord Mercy. I remember that. You know, they were wonderful players. And Breda Kenny, would she have played in your day as well?
She would have, yeah.
She was a Galway woman.
And then, sure, Dublin, you know, had the Redmonds and...
Bernie Turner.
And, you know, the Murphys, Edel Murphy. Sure, Edel is living in Galway now, married to...
Edel and Sondheim. When you were in national school, would you have played in the boys' teams all the time? You were probably baking the boys left, right and centre.
No, we didn't really have a primary school team.
Oh, really?
No, we didn't. No.
Remember now, girls, that, you know...
Yeah, we're a different little bit. We're a different...
Well, you are, but you aren't.
Yeah, but you're not.
We're like a fine wine.
You
sure
are. I tell you, you get better with age. And that's for sure.
But you have to tell us who's the older twin. Who came on first?
Who is the older?
I don't know.
She's the boss.
So you're the older, Anne.
No, I don't think so. No, we went back to the birth cert to see, and there's no time on it. Would you believe that? So we're not really sure. I think myself that I was born first, so first born is last conceived. Angela kicked me out, that's why I pulling me off.
And you're holding that against her ever since.
Do
you think, ladies, is Camogie in a good place today, 2024? Is it in a good place?
Do you know, when you look at it, the skill level is brilliant. And that I would fear for Camogie, because you still have the four real teams, I suppose, and you have Cork, Galway, Kilkenny, Tipperary, Waterford now, thank God, making strides.
Yeah.
After that, Wexford maybe, and that's only six counties. You know, well, I'm talking about senior, you know, maybe, you know.
Yeah, but that's where you want to be.
Yeah. And then it's so hard now to get people even to do anything. And I worry that the people are losing interest. And that's why I'm hoping that the whole thing will come together, that we'll be all under the one umbrella and we'll be all under the one county board. And, you know, the same with the club here, that the interest in the Camogie will have to be the same as the interest in the hurling.
The hurling,
But it's
Are you one club at the minute? No.
We're not really here, because we are in the village here where we live, where I live in Ballyragget, where we grew up.
Yeah.
They've only started the last year or two, and they find it hard to get the numbers. Maybe in time, if they stay, the young ones, the under 10s and the under 12s, if they stay at that, hopefully we will be one club, you know. But I mean, even since we finished in Carra now, Valentine's weekend in the 10th of February or the 11th of February or whatever the weekend was in Galway, I mean, I've had about 8 calls looking for me to go
over teams,
and that's including hurling teams.
I know. She's not can't get anyone, and that's not taken away from you, but you know what I mean? It shouldn't be left to the likes of you. Or we're the same. We kind of we're left.
And you know, the other thing is that it's not that it's easier play, but it's easier for a kid to play football probably than it is hurling. Do you know what I mean? Because they can kick the ball and they can pick it and kick it. Do you know? Yeah. So many, and I just don't want to be disrespectful to ladies football or anything, you know, because it's hard enough to throw the ball or kick the ball over the bar, score a point. But there's so many different skill levels in camogie and hurling, do you know, that it's, I would fear for it. And it's not good that the one county will dominate the whole time. And I know we were delighted winning seven in a row, but at the same time, it probably wasn't good for camogie either.
I know. It's hard to know what to kind of do about it. The strong teams seem to be getting stronger and the weaker teams, well, I don't want to be disrespectful to anyone, but let's call a spade, the weaker teams aren't really moving up. And when they do get up, you know, like the intermediate, would say for the last couple of All-Irelands now has been a few different teams, but they're coming up, but they're going back down as quick.
Yeah.
And they came up with this thing, and I think it's going to be passed at Congress, where the second team cannot, so let's just say Galway now, they have an intermediate team as well as a senior team. The second team cannot compete for the All-Ireland series to go to Crow Park. Yeah. It'll be a blitz. But you're like, who's going to train for a blitz either? Do you know?
They can play in the league, apparently, and I think they play in the Leinster Championship. But once it gets to the championship, they can't play in that.
Yeah.
And maybe it's trying to promote the teams that have only one team. And it might be, I suppose, you know, maybe that's a good thing in fairness, because it's hard on a county if they only have one team and you're coming up against the likes of Cork, Kilkenny, Galway that are strong hurling and camogie counties.
Yeah.
And their second, say, 25 are as good as their first 25.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so hopefully that will promote, you know, the growth of camogie and keep people interested, you know. But
and you know, and it might promote the, we'll say, the second tier team of, we'll say, Galway, the intermediate. It might drive them on to make a senior team, because sometimes now there's nearly, I don't know, would you agree with this, there's nearly too many teams now, and everyone's a county player from there's ABC in under 14, ABC in under 16, and it just drives me cracked. Like, they're good enough, like, just. And I know there's development squads, but we never got that chance. You either made the minor team or you made the junior team. Or you made, do you get me? Everyone's a county player these days, and there's no major strive for someone to say, geez, I made a county team. You get a top now and you've got a Camogie sign on it, or you've a Kilkenny Camogie sign, and you might have been on the
40
on the C team. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, and I know we're trying to promote the game of Camogie. We probably sound now like we're not, but we are. We're trying to promote like great players as opposed to fringe players all the time.
I just don't think that players are as respectful for the jersey.
That's what I mean,
Proud to wear a jersey anymore, because they're happy to be bench warmers as well. You know, back when we were all hurling, and you'll remember that, you got your jersey, you were so proud, do you know what I mean? And you made sure that you minded that jersey and no one took that jersey off you. Now they're just happy. I think it's just, I don't know what's the best way forward, but I think we're in a better place, but as regards skill level and that, but I just think in the overall development of the game, there's so much now that has girls dropping out of sports. There's different codes. There's different sports.
And it's the time commitment. And you spoke there and that you were getting calls left, right and centre to go with teams and stuff. And it's lovely to be asked, like, but it is hard to get people involved now, coaches, and because I suppose the respect thing as well. And it's time. You're gone 3 or 4 nights a week and it's all voluntary. And, you know, so it is hard.
It's a full-time commitment.
Isn't it?
If you're doing it right, like it is a full-time commitment, John.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's an hour before training, then you train. Yeah. It could be an hour afterwards, or if you have a meeting or whatever. And Angela, are you involved presently with any teams?
I'm in the background with the village.
With the village.
Yeah.
And any involvement with the coaching?
I wouldn't have known an awful lot of the girls coming up, so they asked me would I become involved last year. So I said.
Well, that's James Stevens now, Angela.
That's James Stevens,
I'll help out and I'll anything that I can do, kind of thing.
Brilliant.
Opinion-wise, if I have an opinion, I said I'll give it, but...
Brilliant. And not too much pressure.
It's hard, like, to keep the whole thing going, like, with the county players, and they came back and when they were out of the championship, like they wanted to go on holidays, which is understandable. And then
it's hard, isn't it?
There all the time, you know. So you never had a kind of full training session.
Yes, of course.
You're kind of talking to the ones that don't need to hear it.
Kind you're of talking thing. To you're the converted, kind of like
yeah.
And you had both a career, obviously, for 25 years as players, and like have you had much, like, within that 25 years, obviously 12 All-Irelands each, and obviously all your club All-Irelands, and that, was there ever a time, obviously, that you wanted to take a break from it, or did you get any break between, obviously you stayed playing after you retired from your county, like, when did you retire from your club hurling, and how much more time have I left, because I'm getting it left, right and centre here, well, you're still playing, so I said, I'm going to talk to the Downies here now, and see what they say.
I'll tell you a good one now, talk about commitment and time, and all the length of time you play. Connor was doing his leaving cert here, and he was, they were after introducing a rule that you had to be, you know, some of them were coming back to play rather than to repeat.
Yes.
So when you got to 18, there was a time there that they brought in this rule that you couldn't play if you were such an age. But he ended up anyway being in leaving cert year, and he was overage.
Oh,
okay.
And he came home here to tell me that it's all your fault, Ma, he said, that I can't play this year because you got pregnant at the wrong time.
Oh.
And I said to him, Connor, I said, it's like this now, boy. I said, you're lucky you're here at all. Katie had to wait, I said, before we won, or after we won seven in a row before she arrived. So we had a longer wait than you had.
Everything
revolved around, you know.
So
everything
true.
Revolved around Camogie.
It's just the same with ourselves.
Honeymoons.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, everything.
We didn't think twice about it, like.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's you didn't guess. Go on holidays. There was no such thing, you know, you just didn't. That wasn't in the equation. And I remember my father even telling us, you're not going swimming there now, he said, because you're using different muscles and you'll be stiff. And
isn't that unreal?
You know, I remember getting sunburnt one day and we had training. Oh my God, was I in agony. And I said, there's no way I'm going to tell Daddy here that I can't.
I know, you'd be afraid of your life. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And managing the males, what does that feel like? Is there a big difference between looking after a man's team and looking after a women's team?
Sure, we know there is.
Well, you know, apart from the obvious, Anne.
Yeah. No, I, you know, the first, I suppose, men's team that I did would have been John Locke's in Callan, which is John Power's club. They were based in relegation, and he had asked me to go in and give him a hand before, a week or two before they played Clare in a relegation game. And then I got dragged in for the year after. But, you know, all the lads were very respectful, to be quite honest. And the only thing was, when I went back to Ballyragget after 2000 and just at 19, we were only a month into it when COVID hit. I just found that with the county, they're there because they want to be there. They want to play for Kilkenny. Yes. And with the club, when I got back with Ballyragget, you were dealing with a lot of lads that were building cow sheds and they weren't able to make training. And, you know, you could go down to train, you'd have four or five of the big names or the lads that you really wanted to see missing. You know, and I found I did find that hard to kind of cope with that. But with regard to the training of the lads and the respect, you know, they were really respectful, every regardless of what hurling club I did.
That's fantastic.
In the village, we had grades at minor. After Callan, I came back and I did the minor with here. We were minor B and we won that. And then we won the county A under 21 county final, which was a great achievement for a junior club at the time.
Absolutely. Brilliant.
You know, but they were great lads, you know, and there was never, you know, if I said run up that mountain 20 times, you know, they do it, you know, but no, I mean, it's the same skill set as, you know, and I didn't treat the women any differently either. I didn't go any easier on them or, you know, you had to be able to strike, you had to be able to catch the ball, you had to be able to hit up both sides. And that's the same for hurling and Camogie.
The fundamentals and knowing that. And did you both enjoy then your time together in management with Kilkenny, maybe 2011? you know, 2011, I think, 16, were you there, 19, when Galway bet you? Now we're not digging around them.
You are digging. You
were together, yeah. Like.
She's always digging. She's always digging.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the days that we were well bet. We, if you go, like, 2016, we won. 2017, we should have got a draw. In 2018, we won't even go on about the referee, yeah, because people, yeah, left that day and they were never going to go back to a Camogie match, which went
and
on.
It was atrocious, but we won't, yeah, we won't go there. And 2019,
whatever, like Galway were...
Well, I'm telling you now, girls, to be honest, is, you know, I'm not saying that it was a great Galway team. I just thought on the day it was a poor Kilkenny team more so than a good Galway team.
Yeah, the first half, I think we gifted you 2 or 3 goals. Yeah. You know, we were...
There was no comeback from them then.
Yeah, there was no coming back from it, to be quite honest, and that. But no, I enjoyed, like, I loved being involved with the girls, to be honest. Angela and Breda Holmes were, you know, obviously in the backroom team with me. Like, they hadn't any picking of the team, but that didn't mean I wouldn't have asked their opinion.
Yeah.
As Breda Holmes would often say to me, she'll ask us our opinion, Anne, but will you listen to us? And I said, listen anyway. I listen anyway, Breda, but we mightn't implement what you're looking to do. But I mean, it was, especially after the 22 years, you know, to finally get the win, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Fantastic day.
When we won in 94, did we think it was going to be another 22 years before Kilkenny won in All-Ireland? You know,
but you look at it, wasn't it the same at Galway in 96? They didn't win again till 2013. Like,
comes in waves, sure. But like Kilkenny, I suppose, is just renowned hurlers. Do you know, there isn't.
Well, it's, they're traditional.
Do you know, like, it's traditional, culture.
Were then putting on such
a
fantastic.
Galway would have had a great tradition too with the colleges.
Oh, yeah,
colleges, yes. Against Athenry and Midge Poniard and those.
You know, right, yeah, absolutely.
They were great matches.
And great
granted now, it's only the 12 aside for the different era.
And you know, that was a question that I wanted to ask you too, because I remember the 12 aside. I played 12 aside. My first club All Ireland with Pierce's was 12 aside, and we played Ballingarry in Limerick. We actually bet Ratnure in the semi final. Do you notice from playing 12 and playing 15, which would you prefer?
Oh, I'd love to have had a run at the 15.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The space and
yes.
You know, even now.
Get your boots out. Get the boots out.
Sorry?
Get the boots out.
Get the boots out. Where's
life in the old dogs yet, I'm telling you.
And where's that?
As I say, yeah, you want to give me the ball here and all I have to do is give it.
And you see, if you're still going to run with the 36.
I used to be able to run.
Oh, now.
I'm sure you're still fairly fit. You were in the gym tonight, so there's nothing wrong with you.
Well, in fairness, Anne has a bad knee. I have 2 new knees. But Anne has a cyst on the back of her knee, and she was waiting to have surgery or whatever. So we decided, at least Anne decided, we were going to rehab rather than.
And come here, were you lucky throughout your career to be injury free for most of it, or had you ever any bad injuries?
Well, the worst I would have had were my
teeth.
2 front teeth.
Yeah.
Wexford.
We were playing a league final against Tipperary one day, and I got a bad belt on my face.
Okay.
What was the girl's name, Angela?
Waymura Tynan.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Waymura, I think. Who's the girl that worked in the doll for a long time?
There's going to be someone out tomorrow just plastered.
No. Okay. Deirdre, I think it was. Deirdre, someone or another. But anyway, I was
Deirdre
really...
Lane. No. Deirdre Lane? No.
It could be, yeah. I was really lucky when we got to the hospital in Kilkenny that there happened to be a plastic surgeon over from London. And I had 14 stitches inside and a few on the outside. A really neat job. That's the worst now, to be quite honest.
And you know,
I was usually dishing out the belts, not taking them. That was my job.
Wherever Deirdre Lane is now, which is
Deirdre Lane, wherever she is anyway, she's probably very worried. Yeah. Well, you were always coming, as I always say, we'd see you coming. You were coming and killing because you're the 36th.
The 36th in short.
With the kit dog, and it was like, just keep away. Why? Thank God I was a bit fast, because I just had to try and keep with me all the time, man. You were coming, killing, but we have the height of respect for you. You were absolutely wonderful. And And listen to me.
I wonder if they much have you much memorabilia left? Obviously, you have your All-Ireland medalists. Did you save Anton?
Have you them all saved now? And
have you the cardboard
scraps? There's a few scrapbooks here, all right. Yeah. But I suppose in the latter years, then sure, nearly everything. There's a good few of the matches on video, but we didn't have. Do you know the scrapbooks then?
Yeah.
You finish playing, you're saying, "Oh Lord, they're kind of taking up room," or you know, you need that press. And we gave some too. There was a museum in Tullerone, the Lowry Mar Museum, and it's actually closed now. And we gave stuff to that, you know. But the medals are here and the awards are here. And
lovely, oh, fantastic,
and yeah. Yeah.
And the first night we were on at the pod, we were talking about the old style
skirts,
the skirts, and we were saying, Jesus, we used to be killed with the old Ira in between the legs. Yeah. You know, the big cardboard skirts, like.
And they don't nearly blow the
wear. You didn't have to wear the heavy gym slips.
Oh, go on, tell us more.
And we used to have to pin them up here because they were so long.
Not pinafores.
Like pinafores.
Yeah.
Ash, stop women, you're not that old.
Listen to me, with the sash, the black tights, and you had
the white ankle socks.
Yeah, the white, the ankle socks.
And hurling boots, obviously.
Those are kind of canvasy boots at the time.
Oh my God, how could you even move in the heat, the sweat?
Yeah. Kilkenny actually were the first team. Kilkenny were the first team to bring in that new uniform.
So you can thank Kilkenny now that you're wearing skirts and jerseys.
Well, lovely, thank you.
Well, now
that was a job to try and get that rule changed.
Jesus, yeah. But I don't know about you've noticed, but I think they're getting shorter, the skirts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're rolling them up, though. They're rolling them up. Would you agree? I still do like the idea of the skirt, kind of.
Yeah, it's a traditional skirt.
But it's the girls that's wearing them that are rolling them up. Do you know? Yeah. Pull them down. But we always say, like, when we are with teams, put down your skirt.
Yeah,
put down your skirt.
Ask them, you know. But
would you agree or disagree with the skirt? Like, would you like to see the skirt done away with?
No. Well, no, I prefer to have it.
Yeah, I think it's nice.
I one person in particular now, I can see exactly who you're talking about. And pull it down, and they kind of...
And you come down out of it.
Oh, and they give it a little tug at the side, and the minute you're gone past them, it's gone back up again. Yeah.
As Anne often says, do they ever look in the mirror before they go out?
So true.
You know? No. It's all about the fashion now and the fake tan. But listen, did you use much fake tan now? Tell the truth.
We did to cover up the bruises. That was about it.
that Angela got.
The only worry here in the house in the morning was trying to find number one the black tights and then the white ankle socks and maybe the boots, and that you had everything. Do you know?
If you didn't have the tights, were you allowed to play?
Were the bare legs allowed out? No.
No, you had to have the whole thing. You had your white t-shirt and then the big, as I said, the big gym slip.
Oh my God.
I'm going to look this up again.
We are definitely going to look this up when we.
I think there's one quite similar to it. Is there some exhibition of memorabilia in, is it Collins's Barracks at the moment?
Yeah.
We'll have to go.
It's the antrim, that saffron antrim colour.
Yes, okay.
That was the colour we wear in St. Paul's.
Wow.
And a white t-shirt underneath. And I remember the girls having to yank it up. And can you imagine now the weight of that in the winter?
So it was a skill in itself to be able to play with that. They wouldn't play it now.
When we started, we had the rectangle, double crossbar. Now, you're looking at one another there as if to say, are these two cracked?
No, I can't believe it.
Because
we had a rectangle on top and you had the kind of square for the goal. And if you want to score a point, you had to get in there in between that.
If they brought it back now, there mightn't be as much scoring.
Well, I tell you. Yeah,
and I remember Helena O'Neill, we were a pint down to Cork. I think it was around 74. It was one of the earliest.
First All-Ireland to be won. 74.
Yeah. And well, I'll be down here is your first All-Ireland events, Cork, and it went to a replay in 1974.
Well, that was it. She got the pint in there, in between.
Jeez.
And she did.
Yeah. And what led to the free the same day was... Our goalkeeper poked out the ball to Angela and she was marking a girl called Hannah Cotter or Hannah Deneen. Okay. And Hannah dropped her hurl and caught the ball with her two hands.
Oh, wow.
So we got the free got right free. Under where you come out in the Hogan stand.
Yes.
And Helena nailed it for replay. So we went, we were in boarding school. That's when Daddy was coming up and down to collect us. That was in boarding school. And that, whatever, Easter, we had to go in and do our Oral Irish.
Yep.
So we went into Oral Irish. Who's sitting behind the desk giving examining us only Orla Cotter.
Oh.
And of course, the A student, Angela, hadn't the problem, of course.
Teacher's plate.
Oh, yeah. Mother of mercy on it said, when you go in now, just say, talking about camogie.
Yes.
Oh, we went down anyway when the leaving cert results came out. And got the Irish, and my mother, Lord of Mercy on her, said to her, now I'll tell you now, Nan, you'd have never got that Irish only for Orla Cotter.
Hannah.
Weren't you lucky she passed you?
In Loretto, in Carlow, you see.
She was in Leo's in Carlow. And when we were travelling up on the bus or on the train to the All-Ireland, the Leo girls who were supporting Hannah used to get in Carlow.
Okay.
That's some story. Yes. Great story.
They were out supporting her.
My God, and that's unreal.
We met her actually in Croke Park. Oh, I'd say last year, was it the year before? And we had a great chat with her.
Of course you did.
Did you ask her about the Irish?
I thanked her because, you know, I wouldn't have been the most flahoolock or floor shock, I think is the word I'm looking for, either. But I had a little hurl, you know, the little hurl, silver hurl.
Yes.
And I remember passing that all around to the women in my class.
Oh, you knew you had it then,
Start talking about the
Camille, speaking of schools, before we let you go, send Loretta's. Loretta's seem to be the big colleges now that are winning all Ireland's when it comes to post-primary schools. And was there any other schools, we'll say Kilkenny, before them, we'll say Callan, would you have won any college all Ireland's, ladies?
No, we were beaten in one, I'm telling you.
That's the one that got away.
That's the one that got away.
Only.
75, we played presentation at and Rye in Croke Park.
Oh, that's the one you were saying with Midge.
Croke Park with Midge. Yeah.
And it was the double crossbar at the time, and we got a point, and Phyllis Breslin, the referee, said it was over
the bar.
Over, yes.
And it went to extra time. Angela got injured and we ended up being hammered.
Yeah. And we'd say Loretta now, they've 9 All Irelands now, I think, in the history of post primary, and Rayfield, you had 8.
Women would have been very strong.
Huh?
Presentation to Kenny would have been very strong.
Absolutely. And Loretta, you know, then Loretta seemed to be the ones of late, and sure, the lads then, St. Kieran's College.
They're renowned, aren't they? Then
they're up in Croke Park.
Loretta into Kenny is nearly gone like Kieran's is, because any young lad that wants to hurl goes to Kieran's.
Yeah. Well, I was just about to ask you, is it gone the same in Loretta?
Michael was in the college in Gort, and they played them. Oh, that's like, would it be in the 90s, early 90s, and Gort Community, I keep calling it the school, Gort College at the time. It was an all-boys school, and the lads were playing St. Kieran's College. And like, Gort had a brilliant team at the time, but St. Kieran's just were renowned, and they bet them that day as well. But they're still, and Connor, your son, has he obviously in All-Ireland with Kieran's?
Connor has an All-Ireland, but he played about 2 minutes, I'd say.
But sure, okay. Even so. And he's kept him in the family.
The following June, he was playing with Kilkenny midfield, and they beat Limerick in the All-Ireland, minor All-Ireland. And lots of that minor Limerick team are now the likes of Keane Lynch, all those guys.
Oh, yes, imagine.
They're all in that. Yeah.
And Connor is away at the moment, is he, Angela?
Connor's in Sydney at the moment, yeah. Yeah, he's been talking about going, sure, and I was kind of anxious for him
to stay.
He did 4 years in UCC, and he got a BCom. And in his last year or the summer, he decided he wanted to do primary teaching. So he did another 2 years in Maynooth. And he was teaching out here in Bunscoil Macaulay, and he loved it. And he was only in it for 2 years, and he'd been talking, we'll say, his first year teaching, going into his second year, he was talking about going away. So I was kind of anxious for him to stay and get his CID.
Oh, CID, yes, yeah.
They have and to take 3 years break in the primary, then, so, yeah.
Oh, he was kind of saying, I'd be too old, and, you know.
Yeah.
He was, like, as I said, 4 years plus the two. He's 20, he was 26 at the time. So I was happy for him to go in the end, like, because he, I said he might as well get it out of the system. And
yeah,
he wasn't enjoying his hurling. He was under too much pressure, and, you know, he was taking it so seriously. And just,
yeah.
Oh, sure, he was weighing out food here. And, you know, it's gone so
when it comes to that, it's gone so professional when it comes to that.
It was a full-time job, and he had, literally he had no social life.
Yeah.
So I said, go, Connor, I said, but just make sure you come home. So I went out to him, actually, for a month.
Did
you? Noel and myself. At Christmas.
Brilliant.
So I can see, you know, I can see why.
When you say Noel, Angela, you're talking about Noel O'Driscoll, is it?
Yeah. Noel is Connor's godmother.
Oh, right.
We're the best friends. Yeah, Noel and myself. Yeah, we go on holidays now everywhere. And
fantastic, and it's lovely. Yeah. But isn't it back to the friendships, isn't it? Isn't it the friendships you make two days, 2 years between friends and foe in every county? Yeah. And no matter where we go, you know, it's always nice to say that we sat in the company of the greats, and we had the rows on the field, but you're friends afterwards. And I think
I tell you, it's only when you have a tragedy, like when Mammy died, like Mammy was only 60 when she died.
Wow. Yes.
And the crowds.
Yeah. See, that's when you realize.
Daddy was buried on Christmas Eve, and again the
crowds. You realize how the name it's the friendships you make, you know, and that
Sean Silk and Chris Silk came from Galway. They came from
Sean,
lovely, Sean's
an absolute legend.
It is true though. When you have it, like my man passed away at 57, and it was just like out of the blue. She was a nurse, had a brain hemorrhage on her way home from it rattled us it still has us rattled, and but Camogie kept us going, and it kept my dad going, because they were just like two peas in a pod. And we actually ended up winning a couple of county finals, you know, since she passed. And it just brought us kind of all closer together as a family. But it was just like the GAA is brilliant at times.
Absolutely.
Like that. Like, I suppose I'd give back anything I've won to have her here, but and I'm sure you're the same. But look, it does. It can help.
Or should I see Connor the same in Sydney? Like, it's all, you know, all his friends are Irish. You know, they were going to the Melbourne Sevens there a couple of weeks ago, and the Thursday night he was training, he put up his hand to catch a ball, and he got the finger here reefed. So he was, you know, he sent me the picture, and will I be able to play? I said, will you be able to play? And much love, will you be able to play?
Finger hanging off.
But you promised me now. I said, Connor, you know, you're not going to play. I said, if you don't play, if you play, I said, you know, you won't be working. I said, you need to be working out there, because it's quite expensive, you know.
Expensive, yes, of course.
And we saw a few photographs, and he had it strapped all right. He didn't play. Like, they didn't,
did he play?
Come out. They didn't even come out. No, he didn't play. They didn't come out of the group.
Well,
that didn't stop him, like, from enjoying the
Saturday,
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
before we let you go, and look at it, we're again very thankful. I'll go to you, Anne, first. If you were to give one piece of advice to young aspiring Camogie players, you know, what would it be for them, especially in today's game? What would be your advice for them?
I would say to them, listen to the coaches, listen to your coach, and don't think that you know it all, and that every day is a learning day. You know, that your skill is never perfected. Every day you can do the same skill and be better at it the next day and the next day and the next day. But certainly listen to what a coach has to say, you know, and just take it. And the other thing I would always say to any of the teams that I would have been involved with, there's no such thing as a stupid question. If you don't understand something that a coach is telling you, or a way that they want to play, ask the question. Don't be afraid, you know.
Yeah. And then, Angela, what would you advise?
Well, I would just, you know, do the basics. Be able to hit left and right, and, you know, ground hurling, there's not a thing wrong with it.
Manny's
the fantastic goals. Both scores in the ground.
Not a thing wrong with it. I mean, I've seen fantastic goals scored
by the ground.
You know,
They actually start to, they'd actually, young kids know, they'd actually rise it. It's in the square, and they actually rise it.
Yeah.
Pull at it, do you know?
Yeah.
But they're not being trained to pull on the ball, you see.
No.
You know?
This is it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're all buying into these systems and, you know, processes and
the process.
That's it. Oh my God, if I have to listen to it and this roll lift, if I can try and get them to stop the roll lift and to.
Unless it's gone out over the line.
Unless it's gone out over the line, exactly, or in a ruck, it should be jabbing it. They're slowing down the game. But look at. As you both said, and I suppose the most important thing with Camogie today is to enjoy the game and not to
not to take it too serious either.
Mm. Look,
we could chat to you all night,
and we are so thankful and so privileged to be in your company and having a chat about all things that's good about Camogie. We're so thankful to you, Angela, and to you, Anne. And
the stories were brilliant.
The stories were fantastic. We're going to tell everyone here that subscribe. We call it the maroon and white. We'll send you the link, ladies, so you can look back on this in years to come. And
the appearance fee. Don't forget the appearance fee.
We sent the technical team away early, so you know I always
so we can afford to pay.
That's why we have our own.
Send out the IBAN numbers, okay.
Do
text on the IBANs,
WhatsApp it onto me there.
What are they? I don't know anything about those.
Revolution, TikTok.
Thanks, fair play to you, girls. Keep it going. You're doing great
and the
work.
Same to yourselves.
Thanks
and,
a million.
Thanks very much and talk to you all soon.
All right.
Bye. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Thanks a million.
Bye.
Megan, thanks a million.
Now for you.
So incredible. Yeah. They're lovely great. Just to like chat.
Oh my God.
And
fantastic
talk, like,
women. Yeah.
But the stories, like, you know, you see, for two women that's won it all. I mean.
Yeah, but you love to hear it. Like, there are two stories of women that won it all, Aoife. But at the end of the day,
That
sounds very normal to me.
Yeah, it
and
is.
I remember
doing
little things.
But isn't
like
it
that
gas?
As well?
Like, no more than ourselves, I suppose, after, you know, whatever amount of medals we'd win. It's always the one that you lose.
Of course it is. It's the one you lose, or it's the one that got away.
The one that got away.
And you'll always remember. Sure, it's like Anthony. It's
what's your one? What's your one that got away?
The one that got away for us, I suppose it has to be possibly 98. We won 96. We won 97. Club of Ireland.
You're talking club now.
Yeah, I'm talking club. Yeah. And I'm talking club 96, 97. And then like Angela's Connor, I decided I was going to America. And I went for a stint, went for the summer and enjoyed it. And I came back and I remember we played in Ballingarry in All-Ireland semi-final in Ballymac. And I started midfield and within the first 20 seconds, Sean Glynn got such a belt. Now, pure accident. And I think everyone's spirits just dropped and it just got away.
Should
the All-Ireland probably in Croke Park would be one that you'd regret, would it?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a few. A couple of schools, All-Irelands as well. But the big one was, I think the big one was the intermediate club All-Ireland. Lost by 2 points in that one. And then the senior All-Ireland 2 years later. Because I thought I'll never get back. I said it to Dad. I said, geez, I'll probably never get to play in Croke Park again with my club. And he said, I'll keep at it. And obviously we did. And then a year later, I would say, we won the senior county final and got up and lost by points. So that's the one that still hurts. But
they're always the ones in a good way anyway. But look, it's been real. It has been real. And I hope you enjoyed listening to us talking with Angela and Anne, and they have so much won and they've done so much. And one thing that I noticed before I let you go, Aoife, is how they said it was how important it is to get people on board, that to think that they are at this stage, I suppose, they're veterans of the game and they're still being asked.
They're still being asked, like, where are the newbies?
Where are the newbies? Where are the young people? So get on board, get out and help your clubs and...
in any way you can.
In any way you can. So look, time is of the essence. I thank you all for listening to us tonight. It's goodbye for me, my friend, I suppose.
Well, I suppose before we go,
we want to congratulate St. Raphael's.
Of course, we
have to congratulate. Shout out to the women of St. Raphael's
Junior B All Ireland winners, and let's not forget the men.
And let's not
and
forget
what will you be doing Saturday?
The best group. And look, I'm very lucky. Very privileged to be asked by Sean Welch to be up in the press box with them on Saturday to co-commentate on the lads match in St. Raphael. So delighted to be asked.
Yeah,
so
I can't wait to hear you.
All the boys there, to Ollie and to Sean and to Gordon, who'll be with us on the day. And thanks a million, even though I haven't done it yet, Sean, but I look forward to it. And a shout out to all the boys in St. Raphael's. you know, such grounded lads, and in school every day and not a bother on them. And to Francis Ford and Ronan Hardiman and all the lads there involved in them, I wish you well and embrace
for sure.
It
It'd be brilliant.
And enjoy it. And,
and you're playing the Downies, Kilkenny, St. Kieran's. So look, it's a big ask, but listen, the best of them, and it'll be brilliant. All of Galway is behind you too.
And I know well that he failed, you know. And let's hope that there's a bit of silverware from
it. It'll be lovely. And I know there's always great old rivalry with schools and stuff, and I better call out our first years. Wait for it. St. Raphael's got beaten today by Gort. It's a first. It's a first this year. It's a first. It's a give us one. Give us one. Yeah, no, yeah. But it was a brilliant game for
the girls
both schools.
Were even saying it,
no,
fantastic.
We had great
old
track with them afterwards. And
but the girls said that half of Gort were at the match.
Three quarters.
Yeah.
We better not let Mr. Cross know that. But anyway, there was only a few. It was very quiet affair. So we better go and we will talk to you next week.
We hope you enjoyed it. And it was lovely again going down memory lane with the two fantastic women.
Downies.
No, nothing else but how to play the game. And look, if you take anything from them, get back to basics. You can never do much a strike with the ball left and right. Back
and
to your ground
listen
strike.
To your coaches.
Listen to your coaches. Enjoy it, embrace it. And don't forget to subscribe to the Maroon and White. So it's goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
And we will talk to you all next week.